Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
That's John Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back a little hot band rock and roll. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, Meyer Group, Meyer GRP, MeyerGRP.com is his website, and his books are Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, two outstanding books I encourage you to look for on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about finding and keeping customers and growing and building a kind of nurturing the kind of relationship with them that makes them never want to leave you, makes competitors have no chance to take them away from you. But it takes more than just knocking on the door and saying, hi, would you like to buy my stuff? And a lot more of that. We've been talking about some of those things that you recommend. And so now talk to us a little bit more about how to put this into practice.
Absolutely. It'd be a pleasure. And the principle is really straightforward. You want the customer to see you as a partner in their success and their growth. So when you do that, the best practice works like this. There's two steps. Your rep walks into the customer and does not pitch your company or products. That's always very hard for people, but we don't want to be pitching. Mm-hmm. Instead, number two, she asks the questions about the customer's business or their use case if it's retail. Some of the questions are obvious, but she's going to focus on the future as well as the present. And she can ask questions that will bring a thoughtful silence about what should be done to help improve the customer situation. When you focus on improving the customer situation and you wait for them to tell you what they think would improve their situation, then you're listening. That starts to build the loyalty. And if you're asking questions that provoke a silence, wait for the silence to end when they're done thinking it through. So let me give you an example in a business case and then in a retail case.
Mm-hmm.
If you are walking into a business situation, you can ask, okay, where are you going to get your customers next month? There'll be a fast answer. Where will you get your customers in the next 12 months? There may be a pause on the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then where will you get your new customers in the next 24 months? Most people have to stop and think. When they stop and think, they learn. When they learn with you, they will see you as being valuable because they learned with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the answer is, they learned, and they like you for helping them learn and listening to them while they learned. And with that answer, then you can look at next month, 12 months, 24 months, and start to build a product set from you that will help them.
And when you ask them these questions and they give you the answer, therein lies where their pain is, where their frustration is, where their worry is, what they're excited about is. And from that information, that's an encyclopedia of solutions waiting to happen, isn't it?
Absolutely. You learn their pain, you learn their gain, you learn what you can do to make their business better. So let's say that you're a tire store and talking to average customer, people off the street. So the questions might be along the lines of, where do you drive where safety or reliability matters most? Not what kind of tire do you want, but where do you drive where safety or reliability matters most to you and your family? When you choose a major family purchase, what is on top of your mind? Now, most times people have to stop and think through what the answer is. Again, they will learn by being with you.
Mm-hmm.
When they learn by being with you, they develop loyalty to you. And then your job then is not to sell the tire the way the manufacturer positions it, but to sell whatever the right tire is that helps them drive where they need safety and reliability, and helps them align this purchase with their best family purchases.
Mm-hmm.
When they see you as being the best place to go for information, to learn for themselves,
yep,
and to be safe and reliable, they're going to come back. They'll pay more for you.
I'll tell you something else, and I've told this story before, but it's something I've always been kind of proud of. I've had customers call me and say, Jim, I have a competitive proposal. Will you come help me evaluate it?
That's because they trust you.
That's the thing. What you were just saying. They, you know, and I went and did it. I went and told them. I said, you know, okay, it's a good proposal. Is this you? Do you want to? Do you need this? And they said, well, no, not really. And I said, well, okay, there's your answer. I didn't help the other guy too much. Hey, Peter, this has been great. We always get smarter when you join us. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Can they find this article on your website?
Absolutely. It's right there on the website.
Okay. At Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com. Peter, come back again real soon.
I'd like to. Thank you.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, a long time, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He'll be back another day. And don't forget to check out his books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Still two of my favorites. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.